Back at it again, Senator. New year, a new session, and some new senators this year as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to serving with all of the newly elected senators. We've got a bunch of great new colleagues from all around the state. I've gotten to spend a lot of time with them in their districts. A lot of them have actually come over to visit me on the western side of the state, and have had some great conversations with all of them, and looking forward to serving with them this session.
New role for you as well as the new Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about the opportunity to serve as Majority Floor Leader. I'm entering my last 2 years in the Senate, and so this seemed like a very rewarding way to be able to, you know, kind of give back during my last 2 years of service in the Senate. Looking forward to uniting our caucus, bringing everybody together. You know, we've had some disagreements within the caucus in recent years. I don't think that's a secret. And look forward to working very closely to kind of unite our caucus, bring us together to make sure that we're able to do good, big things for the citizens of Missouri that elected us.
What would some of those big things be?
So we've got several agenda items that are important to us. Chief among those is public safety. We realize that there's been a bit of a crime epidemic in both St. Louis and Kansas City, and I think there's an understanding from our caucus that in order to solve some of the issues that Missouri has, whether those be economic, crime, we have to focus on public safety, supporting our men and women in law enforcement, making sure that they have the resources that they need to do their jobs, and also to crack down on violent crime and make sure that we're removing those violent criminals from the streets. St. Louis and Kansas City are the two largest economies in the state. So whenever there are issues with crime in St. Louis, there are issues of crime in Kansas City, it impacts the entire state economy. And so that's something that we're going to pay a lot of attention to this upcoming legislative session. I think another item that's going to be very top of mind for us is tax reform, making sure that we're easing the tax burdens on Missouri families. We've seen skyrocketing prices on everything from gas to groceries with recent inflation, rising costs of housing. And so we want to make sure that we're relieving as much of that financial burden on Missouri families as we can. We've successfully cut the income tax twice since I've been in the Senate, and we've been able to do that while at the same time making sure that we're funding aspects of state government at record levels. And so that type of balanced approach where we're cutting taxes, putting money back in the pockets of Missourians while still funding critical government services, that is going to be a major focus of the caucus as well this upcoming session.
In terms of your district, what are you looking at legislatively?
Yeah, I mean, for my district, of course, you know, we've got Missouri Western State University, so I'll be working hard to make sure that they continue to get the resources that the university needs. You know, we've got a prison up there. We've got a portion of the Highway Patrol. One of the Highway Patrol units is up there. And so, you know, all of those institutions of state government that rely on state funding, I'll make sure that those are being protected in the budget, obviously.
And speaking of the budget, that's be front and center sooner than later.
Yeah, so we'll have a little bit of a reprieve. The governor's state of the state will get a preview of, you know, what the governor's budget priorities are going to be. Of course, the House takes the first shot at drafting the budget before it comes over here to the Senate. So I expect the conversations around the budget will really start to heat up sometime right around or right after legislative spring break when we see the budget come over here.